We want to welcome everybody out to the local building authority meeting in Emery County. We're at 75 East Main Street in Castledale, Utah. It's 2:31 p.m. We'll start the meeting with the first agenda item. Discuss, approve, deny December 17th, 2024 LBA meeting minutes.
I move to approve.
I'll second.
Okay, a motion by Jensen and a second by Warwood. Roll call vote. All in favor?
Aye, Warwood.
Aye, Kevin.
Jensen. Aye, Jordan Leonard. Okay. Number two on the agenda, approval of bills to be paid through the local building authority. Do we have any new bills that...
Nothing new since all the ones you guys already reviewed and double signed and turned in. We will shortly be working on ordering like the paper towel dispensers and soap dispensers and all those type of things at the senior center. So those will come through. I was going to try to just get them through Packard Wholesale, which is who we already work with for the county and all of that. So those should be coming before the next LBA meeting, but nothing new since what you guys saw and signed a week or so ago. So I'd
move to approve the bills.
Okay, a motion by Commissioner Jensen to approve the bills.
Second.
And a second by Commissioner Warwood. Roll call vote. Commissioner Warwood?
Aye.
Commissioner Jensen?
Aye.
Commissioner Leonard?
Aye.
So, approved. The next discussion item, number three, is discuss, approve, deny appointment of chairman and vice chairman.
I'd move that Commissioner Leonard be the chairman.
Well, we get a motion.
I'll motion Commissioner Warwood.
Oh, wow.
Do you want it? Or?
I can do it. I don't care. Yeah, I don't
care. So you want it?
Sure.
And then you're vice chair?
Yeah.
Are you okay with that?
Sure.
So, wait. Is that your motion to make Commissioner Warwood chair?
Yeah.
And you nominate yourself as vice chair?
I'll,
is that your motion?
I'll step down and motion. Well, yeah, I'll motion okay. Commissioner Warwood.
Well, you're second his motion. You want me to second it?
I'll second it, I guess.
You'll second?
Okay. All in favor? Oh, no, you're still chairman.
Yeah, I am. Sorry. A motion by Commissioner Leonard, a second by Commissioner Jensen, or Commissioner Warwood.
Yep.
All in favor? Commissioner Warwood?
Aye.
Commissioner Jensen?
Aye.
Commissioner Leonard?
Aye.
Okay. I'd entertain a motion for vice chairman.
I'll make a motion and have Commissioner Leonard be vice chair.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor? Commissioner Leonard?
Aye.
Commissioner Jensen?
Aye.
Aye. Commissioner Warwood? Okay. Got item four, ratification of change orders of 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 on the Huntington Senior Citizen Center project. So I'll just read these just for the record. Number six, an increase of $15,439 for additional $439 for additional trenching and conduit on the power install. Increase of $1,040 for electrical changes to the dishwasher install. Decrease of $17,500 pertaining to the dishwasher installation. Increase of $1,840 upgraded from 3-bay to 4-bay parking structure. So they've got a little covered parking structure in the back. From the number of vehicles they normally have there, it made more sense to have 4 rather than 3 bays. That's what that is. 10, increase of $2,218 disconnects at wash rack and booster heater.
I'd move to approve those ratifications.
I'll second.
Okay, any further discussion? All right, Commissioner Leonard?
Aye.
Commissioner Jensen?
Aye.
Warwood? Aye. Okay, any other business? Do we know when the walkthrough is?
Is it next Tuesday?
Is it? There's a construction meeting next week. I don't know about the walkthrough. I'll have to look.
Would it be, if the commissioners wanted to come, could they come to that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, you guys are invited and welcome to come to every construction meeting and everything. So.
So
I may have another meeting that day, but I'll see if I can.
Okay. Anyway, that is, I can't, I don't have my calendar right in front of me. I can't remember if it's Tuesday or Wednesday. They changed the last one. It was a number, certain day of the week, and then we had to change it.
I think it was the 12th, wasn't it?
That sounds
a Wednesday.
That sounds right. It sounds, if Wednesday, I think, was the regular day, and I think last time it was on a Thursday because they had a conflict. So anyway, that's usually at 10. Okay, any other business?
I was just going to, we're going to be seeing a change order coming within the next couple of days that would, that's what I talked to you about in the other room, that stainless steel header, the wrap on the counter. So it's an increase of $1,220. We'll not do it through the contractor, so there won't be markup. We'll do it directly through CKS, which is the commercial kitchen supply that we ordered all the kitchen equipment through. And we had a refund from Rocky Mountain Power on the install of $2,800-ish right in there. So we had some money come in, and then we're going to have this extra expense on the window.
So for the record, there's two windows there, one where people will pick up food out of the kitchen and one where they will put their dishes back in to be washed. And the code, apparently, you only had to have one of those wrapped with stainless steel. The other one was just a flat painted surface, but it was recommended that they both be stainless steel because it'd be easier to keep it clean.
Bacterian, yeah.
Our original project plan was for one to be wrapped and one to be, I think it's called FRP or painted.
Yeah.
They're saying it is the better option to just wrap them both in stainless.
And the FRP is that kind of vinyl stuff that they put on the walls, like in a walk-in, that can be hosed down and stuff. It's a little, maybe 1/8 inch thick plastic, white plastic that they put, but it'd be better to have it stainless steel. And we've got the money, so. All right.
One comment that I have is I did vote against this project. There's clearly motioned earlier in this meeting that I couldn't go and look at it. Anyway, one thing I am concerned about is signing the claims. I would prefer not to sign the claims as we come to the end, because I was skeptical that we would be over budget. And so I have signed those claims, but and I know it takes two, but I'd prefer to not sign those now as we come to the end, because I think it's going to be more than. That's my humble opinion. So just out there, if it's okay with the commissioner, I just anyway, that's my little extra business.
All right. Well, Commissioner Leonard can sign it twice. No, that's not true. Okay. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Yep.
Okay.